Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. Anheuser-Busch InBev SA, NV, Bud, Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 3, 2023 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Anheuser-Busch InBev held its Q2 2023 earnings call where it delivered revenue growth of 7.2% and an increase in EBITDA by 5%. However, total volumes declined by 1.4% due to a volume decline in the U.S. The company continues to make progress executing its three strategic pillars, with 4 out of 5 regions experiencing double-digit top-line growth. The company's digital transformation continues with $9.2 billion in GMV through its BEES marketplace. The U.S. business encountered some challenges this quarter, with revenues declining by 10.5% and sales volumes dropping by 14%, mainly due to issues with the Bud Light brand. Despite this, the company is optimistic about its digital direct-to-consumer products and aims to deliver long-term value creation. The company's net debt-to-EBITDA ratio stood at 3.7 times, with net debt at $73.8 billion. The report discusses a conference call in which representatives from Anheuser-Busch InBev discuss their performance and answer questions regarding their strategy and outlook. Key points to note include: 1. Michel Doukaris, a representative of the company, explains that the beginning of the year was strong, although the second quarter held its own challenges. 2. 4 out of 5 regions saw strong growth. 3. They predict variable differences in the third and fourth quarter due to external events such as the World Cup and expect commodity tailwinds in the back end of the year. 4. They maintain their outlook for the full year and have seen good responses to brand equity restoration efforts. Challenges. 1. The need to monitor the phasing of performance throughout the year. 2. Some regions experience declines in taps, which are important indicators of on-trade and off-trade performance. 3. Significant promotions and discounts put margin pressure on their products. Positives. 1. They report a strong performance in Q2 in 4 out of their 5 regions. 2. They've retained more than 98% of their taps throughout the year. 3. There's positive response to their activities, advertisements and brand platforms which help restore brand equity. 4. Factors such as favorable exchange rates in Mexico, a strong demand for their brands and successful premiumization efforts contribute to their overall positive outlook. The unnamed company is continuing to prioritize its long-term strategy and investments in its brands, despite the expected increase in prices due to inflation. The company anticipates that its margins will return to pre-COVID levels, with some materializations possibly occurring in the following year if market conditions remain favorable. Successfully reopening in China has been beneficial, and the company has experienced a steady recovery in the region, with increased foot traffic and growing sales. A shift towards premiumization and increased value demands from consumers have been noted. Expansion in Latin America and Africa with innovative and affordable brands has attracted more lower-income consumers, boosting the company's sales and growth. The company, however, experienced some challenges with working capital, as its receivables and payables posed a significant drag on free cash flow in the first half of 2023. The company expects this situation to normalize as the pandemic cycles over, thus reducing inventory levels and subsequently payables as well. Lastly, support has been extended to the company's U.S. wholesaler partners to help bridge current market situations and increase competitiveness.